Blog Talk Radio.
His name is Malik Zulu Shabazz. Malik Zulu Shabazz.
It is indeed my honor and great joy and privilege to be invited by Brother and Dr. Malik Zulu Shabazz, who is one of the greatest student leaders of all time.
I'm talking about terrorism now. We want a war on terrorism. The war on terrorism should have started 400 years ago. Bring the flag, brother. Bring the flag.
Bring the flag.
The ring. Because I'm here to tell you that false patriotism will not get you out of this. Holding a bandana flag around your head will not get you out of this. Huh? Flag on your antenna in your car will not get you out of this. You might be saying, God bless America.
Right.
But when did America ever bless God?
Right. Right.
You might be saying, God bless America. But God might be damning America
right.
at this very hour.
What's all this shit I see on here about harassment and all that bullshit, rap for power? You some bitches get out and get a goddamn job and make a constructive citizen out of yourself and stop all this bullshit. You wouldn't have to have no fucking rally for power. You got that message, motherfucker?
Black power, black power, and greetings to all of our people in different native tongues with Assalamu Alaikum for those that celebrate that, Shalom for those that celebrate that, and all power to our people, all power to our people, as we say in the New Black Panther Party. Basically, you know that we're getting geared and getting ready to appear in to different cities, and we're going to do the grassroots organizing that we need to do, that we our ancestors have blessed us to do, and our ancestors have left certain key instructions on us organizing through our books, through the tales of, I don't want to say tales because you know what tales mean, but through the stories and histories of Harriet Tubman and what Harriet Tubman empowered us as a people with, not just the sisters, but empowered us as a people with. And then you have the Amos Wilson books, the Blueprint to Black Power books, and not just all his material that he has left for our people that we should be empowered by. And then we have the George Jackson, Field Marshal George Jackson, because we want to give credit where credit's due, and I forgot to mention the Queen Harriet Tubman, I should say. And all these great ancestors and historians that have just blessed us with the keys to shine on and not just use what they say that they left us with in books, but also used it for us to be greater than what we are. So, of course, we know the rules of nothing being new up under the sun. But just like there's nothing new up under the sun, our goal is to make it greater than what the ancestors left behind us. So we have to continue on an unfinished revolution because it is unfinished. It didn't last. It didn't end with the Black Panther Party in the 60s. It didn't end with the Civil Rights Movement during the Black Power struggle. And black nationalism is still in the queue today. It's still empowering us. It's still, like, I don't know, smacking us in the back of our heads, whether or not we want to face it. Everyone around the world is creating a revolution. Everybody around the world but us. But we have to begin to get back in gear, brothers and sisters. We have to get in gear, and we have to really not just make a name for ourselves within our glorious movement, but we have to, man, we just got a lot of work to do as a people. We have to just, man, we have to break down, as they say, as they did in Germany, break down the Berlin walls. So we have to break down our walls of oppression. We have to break down our shackles and chains from our feet and our hands. We have to remove them simultaneously, because if we don't, we're going to be worse off. And I don't know if everyone has really looked at it, but our people, some of our people don't even feel like they're oppressed. They just know that they don't have no jobs. You know what I mean? They just know that the police is, like, bad. You know what I mean? So if that's all that they know, then that is a bad level of mental post-traumatic slavery. And we really, really, as a people, have to, man, we have to begin to work on that. And that's why some of that is why the importance of, April the 23rd is very important. That's why it's not just about the new Black Panther Party, because we're just the people with the ideals. You know how before we have discussions about an ideal and how ideals are and how ideals actually turn to thought and movement and becomes action, right? And this is why the state, you know what I mean when I say the state, has think tanks. They have think tanks based upon the realities of creating action. So that's why we have been behind the boardrooms and we've been behind different lines of creating these think tanks. And now, brothers and sisters, we actually have to show action. So whether you are a Panther, whether you're in the Nation of Islam, whether you're in, I don't know, whether you're African Hebrew Israelite, or whether you're a Hebrew Israelite, or whether you're a Jew, or whether you, whatever you believe, or whether you're a Christian, brothers and sisters, we must get out here on April the 23rd. And we definitely have some very, very strong activism, comrades who definitely want to talk about how they're going to do their city and what's going on, what they're doing, and different projects that they're working on top of the April 23rd. So I definitely wanted to invite them on. And I know, brothers and sisters, this is a sister night. However, we inviting them all. We inviting our brothers on tonight. How about that? Can we give our brothers some love tonight? So right now, I guess we have our hands up. I guess a couple of my guests are around, so let me post them in. We have 904-672-60. You're on Black Power Radio. What are you going to do April 23rd? Yes.
Shalom, sister.
Shalom.
Well,
who am I on? Go ahead.
This is Apostle Shaban.
How you doing, Queen?
How are you doing, Queen?
Great. I'm doing
I'm so
just
glad to be a part of such an enlightenment. I just hope that this is not going to be something that's going to die with us. And you understand what I'm saying? I'm a Hebrew Israelite.
Yeah. Oh, beautiful, Queen.
I'm so tired of witnessing the party season that we're in.
Mm-hmm.
It is time that we come out of that party season, and it is time that we start embracing each other on a whole different thing. I'm not just really talking about, you know, just, I'm not trying to bang bash any other race. I really am not. I am just trying to bring light to the Valley of Dry Bones.
Yes, ma'am.
And so that's what I'm embracing. I'm embracing the Valley of Dry Bones because I'm seeing everybody else live, and I see life in every other race of people.
Mm-hmm.
But every time the winds are blowing and they give life, either,
mm-hmm.
it just appears that something began to shake in the atmosphere, and we just kind of like all fall down again once that leader may take a, you know, a vacation or expiration or whatever the thing might
home.
Be. You know, yes.
You call
I don't
it a
really
retirement
want
home.
Yes. Martha Garvey, sister. I mean, you know, he was here, and just like y'all are, you know, basically proclaiming, we all got to come together and say, hey, Haitians, Jamaican people, Bahamians, whoever, we are all one body. It does not matter. We were dispersed. in different areas of this world, but we got to learn how to just begin to embrace that bloodline. The ancestors are truly crying out.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Queen, what city are you out of?
I'm from out of Jacksonville, Florida.
Oh, wow. You know, they definitely have an area in Jacksonville. We're definitely going to give you that information so you can touch down in Jacksonville with that area. So I will definitely bring up on that on the radio show.
I've been talking with Brother Mikhail here.
Oh,
and,
okay.
So
you already know.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Ma'am?
Oh, so you already know. Okay, well, that's good.
Yes. He called me up and he said, you know, Sister Shaban, I know what you're trying to do, what you have been doing in the community. And basically, when I met Brother Malik Shabazz, I was so impressed. I was impressed for one, because what he was speaking of, it was like dark. You know, it was hitting all types of points in my gut and areas that I didn't even think was alive. But yet at the same time, I could look beyond everything and I felt his heart and I felt his message. And the message is that got to start saying, hey, equality is what we definitely is going to persist that happens. And not setting trap houses up in certain communities because it kills and it disables the soldiers.
Yes, ma'am.
Folks are aware where these trap houses are when they're there, and you're feeding our community and our people all of this garbage. You know what's going to happen. They're going to become garbage. So they're walking around mummified.
Yes, ma'am. Well, Queen, I'm sorry to cut you off, but Queen, I gotta bring on my guest. But I want you to stand by and listen, though.
I'm ready for it.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, well, I need you to stand by. Greetings, Queen. I really appreciate you calling in, though.
Greetings. Thank you.
Shalom, Queen.
Shalom.
Okay, I'm sorry. Now we can go on to 240-464-15. You're on the air.
Thank you. Assalamu alaikum. And giving all honor to God, this is your Imam Akbar Abdullah Kareem Bilal. I'm coming to you live from Washington, D.C., and call to action for unity in the community and for black power and for freedom for black people, full and complete liberation and emancipation from all forms of slavery. Full and complete liberation is what the people need, and this is what we have called for in this hour. Tonight we will have our public statement. We will have read by our Queen Karinga from Altadena, California. We'll also have the press release and news releases being read tonight, and a statement for our National Call to Action and Unity Day, a call to action which will be on Saturday, September the 23rd, 2011, and will be in all major cities all over America and around the world. This is an announcement today that we take pride in following up in the legacy of the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad, and in the spirit of the leadership of our doctor, our chairman, the Malik Zulu Shabazz, our attorney at law, and also our attorney at war, who has been the true spirit of leadership since the passing of the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad, who handed him, while he was alive, the baton of leadership as the greatest student leader that had ever been evolved in America. And we look as they tried to stop the message coming from the youth, but now the message is universal. You can see liberation, you can see revolution all over the world, not just in Egypt, not just in Libya, but all around the world, people want to be free from the tyrannical leaders of this planet. So with that said, as just a backdrop to bring on a sister from Altadena, California, our beautiful Queen Karinga, who will read a few statements to us tonight.
Thank you. Assalamu alaikum, Black Power. I have our press statement read first. April 23rd is a big day for blacks worldwide.
over 60 cities, nations, taking streets and fighting for justice. This date is April 23rd, 2011. It's National International Day of Action and Unity. It'll be held in over 60 cities in America, Africa, and worldwide. Because blacks worldwide are dissatisfied with their current conditions, they're going to rally, march, demonstrate, have programs and confrontations held simultaneously in unity in over 60 cities on Saturday, April 23rd. Email nationaldayofaction@yahoo.com. Text 502-299-8530. Check out the Facebook National Day of Action page. Saturday, April 23rd promises to be a big day as blacks nationally and worldwide take the streets to join the international tide and struggle of revolution and change that is sweeping the planet. On the National Day of Action and Unity, Saturday, April 23rd, we will rally, march, demonstrate, protest, educate, and confront injustice like never before in over 60 cities. These cities and nations include New York, New York, South Africa, Tanzania, Washington, D.C., Atlanta, Georgia, Chicago, Illinois, Gambia, Africa, North Virginia, London, United Kingdom, St. Louis, Missouri, France, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, Nashville, Tennessee, Lebanon, Tennessee, Newark, New Jersey, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, Dallas, Texas, Lakeland, Florida, Athens, Georgia, Guyana, South Africa, Charlotte, North Carolina, San Antonio, Texas, Detroit, Michigan, Trenton, New Jersey, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, Hartford, Connecticut, Selma, Alabama, Oakland, California, Houston, Texas, Charleston, West Virginia, Morgantown, West Virginia, Birmingham, Alabama, Tampa, Florida, Wilmington, North Carolina, Baltimore, Maryland, Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, Clinton, Jersey, Jacksonville, Florida, Chicago, Illinois, Watts, California, Los Angeles, California, Raleigh, North Carolina, Columbia, South Carolina, Augusta, Georgia, Selma, Alabama, St. Petersburg, Florida, Irving, Jersey, Brooklyn, New York, and more to confirm soon. Our people are declaring that there are serious problems that exist within our communities and nations that, if left unaddressed, will continue to plague black people in America and the world. While America focuses on Libya, she suppresses real revolution against her oppressors, oil-rich allies in Bahrain and Saudi Arabia. Plight of black and African masses ignored. The National Day of Action and Unity will bring attention to the plight so many who are uneducated, exploited, behind prison walls, ununited, in poor health, homeless, victims of police brutality, pimped by crooked politicians, tortured, falsely accused, underdeveloped, morally perverse, apathetic, addicted to drugs and alcohol, victims of harsh budget cuts and genocide. Special attention will be given to victims of neocolonialism, corrupt government, imperialism, Zionism, capitalism, and inadequate concern for the diaspora of Africa. In the injustice of Oscar Grant and the plight of political prisoners and the wrongfully accused from black and indigenous nations will also be a key rallying point. Please read and close complete April 23rd Day of Action and Unity this date. Voices of the People say that we are outraged that reparations have never been given to victims of slavery, colonialism, and genocide. And on April 23rd, we are demanding a reparation and full control of much of this good earth that we can call our own. We are tired of begging the white man and his American and European governments for humiliating loans, food stamps, second-rate education, poor health care. We're tired of killing ourselves, neglecting our own communities all the while. Everybody else's agenda supersedes our own. And Africans remain on the sidelines in the affairs of the world. We are frustrated with the biased media that ignores Africa and the true black condition in a world that has systematically marginalized and crushed black men. On April 23rd, we will take a mighty stand. On April 23rd, we will stand up in our own communities, stand up for ourselves, stand up against all things evil in our community and stand up unity and divining love and make a fresh start. We're mad as hell and not going to take it anymore. We're not going to take it from the white man, and we're not going to take it from ourselves. That's why we are organizing a national and international day of action and unity. To the authorities, don't worry about who is organizing. This is organized by the people and for the people. This is organized by newer, younger leadership, unapproved by our former slave or colonial masters. We are grassroots activists, youth, residents, union members, community residents, spiritual people, revolutionaries, and freedom fighters who have decided to take a stand together April 23rd. Historically, knowing the odds against, we have no choice but to take action in a manner. Our position on this is silent. We remain silent, stagnant, and on the sidelines, no longer an option. April 23rd, 2011, we are taking vigilantly to the streets, police stations, projects, courthouses, state capitals, house of race, morgues, jails, and anywhere our people can be found and fight found in justice. We will rattle the enemy and those who are seeking to show the world that we are wide awake. Our demands are immediate and non-negotiable. Black power and all power to the this statement, April 23rd, Day of Action and Unity, whereas a serious problem exists in the black and African communities nationally and worldwide. According to our people's opinions, having been duly considered, these pressing and urgent issues include disunity, apathy, racism, violence, self-genocide, poor health and health care, self-hatred, ignorance, miseducation, white supremacy, gang warfare, military aggression, police harassment and brutality, gentrification, economic underdevelopment, corruption in government, tax system, integration, organization, poverty, homelessness, lack of self-responsibility, no knowledge of our history, conspiracy for black men, abuse of black women, inadequate land and property ownership, economic exploitation, self-defense and military force, Uncle Tomism, neocolonialism, imperialism, Zionism, neglect of our youth, blight in our community, disrespect of our elders, political weakness, corrupt politicians, unfair budget cuts, criminal injustice system, political prisoners, youth, underemployment, weak agricultural and economic infrastructure, biological warfare and drug trafficking, environmental hazards, attacks on unions, biased media, press coverage, patriot gas, harassment of inadequate concern for Africa, post-traumatic slavery disorder, lack of clear leadership, abuse of religious power, religious exploitation, oppression, moral perversion, bad character, sick love for and fear of our former slave colonial masters and other officers and enemies. Whereas we have collectively reasoned and are resolved to take action in unity, determined to define, develop, and defend status which is the best interests of our people, recognizing that remaining stagnant and silent as a people is no longer an option. Whereas we have declared in unity that we are dissatisfied, ready for complete structural change, which is revolution. Therefore, our demand is an immediate, non-negotiable demand for power, human rights, freedom, justice, equality, and self-determination for black people. Our demand is for a nation and world of our own. Africa is our free and independent motherland. All of the above must be achieved by any means necessary, and that all forms of enemy-imposed and self-imposed oppression be identified, attacked, and neutralized at once. Therefore, on Saturday, April 23rd, we are taking vigilantly to the streets, projects, the police stations, the homeless shelters, courthouses, state and city capitals, morgues, jail, and anywhere our people can be found in order to shake and rattle them to life. We must have a new mass awakening of black people, the sleeping giant of the planet. We will teach, educate, uplift, confront, expose, recruit, train, operate, and demonstrate. Organize, mobilize like we never have before. We shall put aside our petty differences, egos, affiliations, and denominations for the greater goals of unity, solidarity, and nationwide, worldwide struggle. We shall unite for a common cause. Be it resolved this day, Monday, March 14, 2011, we pledge that April 23rd, a national, international day of action and unity, a first step mobilization that shall lead the mass organization and liberation of our people. You, up you mighty nation, you can accomplish what you will. In support of our cause, we reference the Declaration of Independence. When in the course of human events it becomes necessary, one people to dissolve the political bonds which have connected them with another and to include among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the law of nature, nature's God, entitled them. A decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes that impel them to be separate. We shall hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the governed, that whenever any form of government becomes destructive to these ends, it is right of the people to alter or to abolish it, and to institute a new government, laying its foundation on such principles, organizing its powers in such a form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. Prudence, indeed, will dictate that governments long established should not be changed for light and transient causes, and accordingly all experience hath shown that mankind are most disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the form to which they are accustomed. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations pursuing invariably the same object evinces a design to reduce them under absolute deposition, it is their right, its duty, to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their protection. Black power.
Oh, everyone all over the planet should give the sister a strong round of applause for giving out the statement and giving out the information that was necessary for us to gain the focus and the momentum, a launching pad for the day of action and unity for black people all over the earth. But I have to announce tonight that we have strong workers all over the major cities in America, in the person of Brother James Willpower over in Baltimore City, who has again produced the national flower. The national flyer, a call to action, Saturday, April 23rd, 2011. In over 100 cities, they will rally. They'll be teaching. They will march. They will demonstrate and stand up for our rights. And they'll be in all of the major cities, including Washington, D.C., Atlanta, Georgia, Chicago, Nashville, Tennessee, St. Petersburg, Florida, Jacksonville, Florida, Los Angeles, California, Harlem, New York, Newark, New Jersey, St. Louis, Missouri, Dallas, Texas, Louisville, Kentucky, Baltimore, Maryland, Little Rock, Arkansas, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, Trenton, New Jersey, Newark, New Jersey, Statesville, Georgia. And in the international forum, we'll have London, England, in the United Kingdom, Zimbabwe in South Africa, Gambia in Africa, and many more cities will be named as we go on. Many cities are signing on as we speak. We're thankful to all of those. Sister Dorsey down in Florida for giving her contribution to the fly. Again, our beloved Sister Lucretia over in Wilmington, Delaware, who is based in Washington, D.C., in Maryland, D.C., and Virginia. The sister's moving and getting her education, establishing a strong career, but also making contributions to this Black Power movement, contributions to the right minded people that are working on behalf of black people. And if it's good for black people in America, and it's good for black people, and it's good for every human being on this planet Earth, and good for people all over the planet Earth. Again, the vision of fulfillment of the legacy of the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad, and another, the legacy that is being established in the trails all over America and around the world, our beloved teacher, our beloved mentor, our beloved chairman, doctor and attorney, Malik Zulu Shabazz, who is doing a great work here in Washington, D.C., extending hope for those who have been called hopeless, but again, extending vision to those who are blind, deaf, and dumb, but raising the dead and shaking and quaking the dry bones of Ezekiel and causing the dry bones to speak, again, causing the dry bones to rise up, causing the dry bones to unite in this hour, again, a fulfillment of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, as well as another vision and a fulfillment of the legacy of the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad. And if we would be remiss if we did not raise the legacy of a bold, the boldest, and one of the ballest, the bald-headed black man called Khalid Muhammad, who was a doctor in his own right in philosophy, ideology, and in history, but again, a journeyman, a man who journeyed around the planet to get information, to get knowledge, to bring it back to the black man, woman, and child, who guided this speaker, Imam Akbar Abdullah Kareem Bilal, as a young minister, guided me through Texas and taught us how we would go to the prison system in Texas and how we would reform some of those. And those we had taught as babes have now been raised up, and many of them now, they have become hafiz. They have memorized the whole Quran, and when we met them, they didn't even know a word of English. They could not read or write, but today they have now scholars today. And this is a part of the trail of the legacy of the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad. But in fulfillment of that, this date that we have called for, it is again a day of action and a day of unity. A call to action in the vision of the Honorable Chairman Malik Zulu Shabazz and all the right-minded revolutionaries and all the people that are standing for black power in this hour. We say, peace be unto you, assalamu alaikum, and black power. We will not put the comments in for the host if we have question and answer session. We will not want to be long, but we have to be strong to raise up a nation that has been called dead. But then they were walking dead, but now we're bringing them to life and cause the dry bones to now speak, to speak with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Our beloved hostess, Sister Amir.
After that powerful speech, brother, we don't know what to say. That was wonderful. We got to give that sister a hand. That's a beautiful sister. And I really appreciate her coming on as well, Brother Imran Akbar. So we definitely love you. So I guess we need to bring on the other guests, unless you have something else to say, National MOJ.
Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
All right. So we have...
Back at
some way
and bring back some more information on our national call to action. We will yield for the other guests to speak at this time.
Yes, sir. All right. We just heard from our powerful, powerful, powerful brother. Woo! He set the phones on fire. So we want to welcome 908-956-35, you're on the air. What you going to do, brother?
Black power, all power
Black
to the
power.
People, Hotep, peace. It's a real pleasure being on the show. Again, my name is Brother Bashir Akinyele, representing a powerful, powerful coalition in the city of Newark called the Newark Anti-Violence Coalition, which is a coalition of many leaders in the city of Newark. We've been for the past going on 2 years. July 20th will be our second year of demonstrating against the violence or the genocide, or black genocide, the genocidal conditions that exist in the black and brown poor communities in the city of Newark. This week will be our 87th straight week of anti-violence protests in the city of Newark. So we're, you know, our organization is leading the longest anti-violence demonstration in the city of Newark as we speak. And I took that right from Brother Malik, Chairman Malik Zulu Shabazz of the New Black Panther Party, because when he came to one of our rallies, he came to the one we held on Lyons Avenue and Aldine. And I believe that was the 77th one at that time. And he talked about how the Newark Anti-Violence Coalition is leading the longest anti-violence demonstration in the country. So we took that quote and put it on our flyer. We took his quote, and now we use it on our flyers. So everywhere we go, we talk about that. But I say all that to say that when the call was given by our big brother Malik and so many other activists throughout the country about a call to action, naturally, you know, we had to get involved, because one of the things that was on the national platform was, you know, organizing our people against the violence or genocide, or black genocide or self-genocide that exists in our community. Because, you know, we said in Newark that this is not an isolated thing or a Newark thing, but this is a national, hell, even an international problem amongst black people. So when the call was given, we had to get involved. One of the issues that's confronting black people, and some of the other issues, we agree right along with the national call to action. You know, the AIDS the problem of AIDS that exists in our community, poor health care, racism, and you know, so many other issues that's on the national platform. We agree with. So you know. We had to get involved. And I think that it's a powerful, I think it will be a powerful event, organizing our people around these issues. It's about time. Yeah, unfortunately, we have been asleep for a while. And, you know, what else is interesting is that, you know, everyone is talking about the Egyptian people rising up and taking it to the streets. And everybody's been saying, oh, we need to be like the Egyptians, you know, and so forth and so on. Well, now we have an opportunity. To do that, to organize in the streets with our people and call our people to some sort of action to address, you know, issues that are confronting our people. You know, so I think that, you know, it's going to be a powerful event. And, you know, we get an opportunity to really organize our people, as Asada Shakur would say, organize with the people, you know, to get these myriad of problems or issues that are confronting our people addressed. You know, so, you know, like I said, we're in the coalition, we're all for it, and we have many community leaders in our coalition. So, you know, when an email and a text is given, man, you know, it's a ripple effect. I mean, people in the coalition, man, are you know, sending out the texts and the emails about this national daily action amongst their people and their organizations. So, you know, I believe we're going to have a lot of folk coming out, you know. But if it's just a couple of people, it's cool, you know. I believe we can get a whole lot more folk. We need to get a lot more folk, but we get a couple of folk, that's good. But, you know, the time is now. The conditions are right for us to come together, to unite and come together, and to intelligently address our issues, our problems. the time is now, family. You got to forgive me. It's a little late on the East Coast. It's been a long day of organizing. It's been a long day of organizing. NAVC. NAVC been, you know, we had our 86th rally today on 15th Avenue and 15th Street, one of the most violent neighborhoods in the city of Newark. So it's been a long day.
What happened with that, brother? Just curious.
It was powerful. We, you know, we went in the streets, as we always do, blocked traffic, and we, bring attention to the issue of genocide, self-genocide, that's plaguing our community. That's plaguing our community. So, you know, we held it down. We held it down today. You know, today was our 86, and next week we're going to be at Riverside Court, which will be the 87th anti-violence protest in the city of Newark, straight anti-violence protest in the city. We'll be at Riverside Court housing projects in the East Ward of Newark. But, again, we you know, it's been a long day. It's been a long day. So, but we want to, but definitely we want to, you know, unite around the forces, unite our forces around the issue, the national issues that are being, that's being talked about by activists, community leaders, clergy leaders, all around the country and all around, around the world. I just think that it's amazing. It's amazing to hear and see that, that people are willing to, you know, have the courage to organize our people, black people, or African people, brown people, and oppressed people around these issues. It's just, you know, it's good to know that people aren't dead, that they they're out here, you know, that they're out here and that they're organizing, you know. So I think Saturday, April 23rd, is going to be a powerful day. It's going to be a powerful day. Hello?
No, Hello? I was saying that that sounds very, very interesting, and I would definitely love to come up to Newark and see how y'all do things up there. And it sounds powerful, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Do you have a location for your area yet?
Yes.
You can announce that tonight.
Okay, great. We're going to be on the National Day of, the National International Day of Action and Unity. In Newark will be at the steps of Newark City Hall. That's 920 Broad Street, Newark, New Jersey. And we're looking at 12 p.m. We're looking at 12 p.m. And, you know, Brother Zaid, well, let me just say this. Originally, we were thinking about marching, rallying in front of one of the most powerful leaders we had that our community produced, which was going to be Imamu Mary Baraka's house. We were going to rally in front of an house, and, you know, and begin to, you know, march through the hood and end the rally at the steps of City Hall. But we kind of changed it up a little bit. Brothers, I said, you know what? Let's pick a central location that everybody, you know, knows about, which is the steps of City Hall. So, you know, I agree with them on that. I think that, you know, I told him, I said that again. That would probably be a better rallying point, you know. So we're going to be at the steps of Newark City Hall. The address there is 920 Broad Street, Newark, New Jersey. And we're looking at 12 p.m. We're looking at 12 p.m., 12 noon, to hold our National and International Day of Unity, Day of Action and Unity. And that's going to be on Saturday, April 23rd, 12 p.m. So that's what we're looking at. We're looking at that location.
Okay. That sounds like a prime location. That definitely does.
It's right downtown. Right downtown Newark.
Go ahead.
No, I said it's right downtown Newark. Central location. But let me just say this before.
Go ahead. No, go ahead. I was just saying, because you were saying you were tired.
Oh, man, it's been a long day. It's been a long day. But, we cannot stress the seriousness. We cannot stress the seriousness of the problems that are facing black people. You know, AIDS in the black community, is killing us, particularly our women, black women, are dying from AIDS. You know, we have poor health care, you know, of course, poverty, you know, education or miseducation that's going on in our community. Many of our people, you know, who work for the state are public employees, and they're collective bargaining rights are being taken from them by these Republicans and Tea Party folk. You know, I mean, some of us don't realize that, many of our people, black people and brown people, are members of unions. And, you know, their collective bargaining rights are being taken away in this country, you know. You know, of course, you know, violence, you know, we say genocide, you know, black genocide.
Right.
You know, is a major problem in our community. We are killing ourselves. Of course, you know, police brutality. You know, no doubt we got to issue police brutality going on in this country. But many of our people, unfortunately, are dying at the hands of us. You know, and
yes,
sometimes
that's true.
We kind of overlook that stuff. You know, we get fired up, you know, about the police, and we should. You know, we definitely must make police accountable to our people, all right? But at the same time, many of us are dying at the hands of us, and there is no outrage, you know. There is no outrage about it. And, you know, so, you know, I think that Saturday, April 23rd, is a very important day in the history
mm-hmm.
of our people right now, all right? Mm-hmm. We are seriously at a crossroads.
That's
you know,
true.
This is not a laughing matter. I can't, you know, I can't get into the old charismatic thing, you know.
Right.
You know,
for real. No,
I mean,
really.
Not, you know, that's
mm-hmm.
not my thing, you know.
Right.
You know, our people are dying. Our people are
mm-hmm.
dying. And,
you
know.
And ain't going nowhere soon. It's not going to stop either. Nowhere soon. Not until we stand up, you know.
Exactly. And that includes everybody. That includes the teachers. That includes the moms, the pops, the uncles,
mm-hmm.
the grandmoms, you know. That includes the Christian preachers, the imams, you know. That includes the brothers and sisters in the Nation of Islam, you know. That includes the nationalists, the Pan-Africanists, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The Bloods, the Crips, you know. Brothers and sisters on the block, you know.
Mm-hmm.
PTA presidents, vice presidents, you know, lawyers. I mean, all of our people collectively must come together now. You know, these are the times and these are the conditions for us to come finally, put aside our differences, you know, and come together, you know. And some of the things that's on the national platform, I think that we all can agree to that, you know, on some real stuff. I think that.
Yeah, that's tangible. It's tangible.
Right.
It's definitely
exactly.
tangible. It's definitely things that we can definitely apply to our households, you know, everybody, no matter what you believe.
That's right.
You
that's
know,
right.
Definitely
you know?
Things that we can apply to our households. Yeah, absolutely.
Right. Yeah. Right. Exactly. You know, and I was saying that. You know, I mean, you know, like I said, you know, we don't need the charismatic leader, man, to kind of rally us up on this one right here. You know, these,
mm-hmm.
like you said, these are tangible, you know, workable, you know, issues that we all, like I said, we all can organize around. You know, we all can agree on. We all can organize around because it's. You know, these things, solving these problems are absolutely necessary for, you know, for our survival as African people or black people in this country and throughout the world. And I must say this, too, because women's history or herstory month, you know,
mm-hmm.
I saw there was a report about these African sisters in the Ivory Coast who stood up for freedom and democracy, you know. And you know the dictatorship in that country, you know, sent out the military to shoot and kill them, and which they did. They shot these women in cold blood, black women, you know, who were holding a peaceful rally, you know, for freedom and democracy, real freedom and democracy, you know, and the world didn't cry, you know. And you know, I related so much to these sisters because when black people die in this country, all right, the world doesn't cry. Just right here in America, you know, the world only cries when it's, you know, white folks or some other folk, you know. So we got to take a stand now. We got to make the world respect. We got to make the world address, you know, our issues today, now. So, you know, I'm going to be rallying up, you know, my comrades and my peoples
mm-hmm.
On this end in Newark, in the greater Newark area, man, to put aside the differences, man. You know, and look at these issues and say, you know what, let's all work together. Let's put aside our differences and work together to solve these problems now, you know, for our survival.
Yes.
So all roads, at least in Jersey, lead to Newark City Hall, 920 Broad Street, Saturday, April 23rd at 12 p.m., noon, sharp. Black power and all power.
Black power.
All people, Hotep, peace.
All power to our people. Hotep to you too, brother.
All right. All right. All right, my sister. Stay strong.
You too. All right. We're going to call on 469-254-04. You're on Black Power Air.
Hey, Black Power, Brother Drew X.
Black Power, brother. Yes, sir.
Hey,
yes, sir.
Just calling to add our two cents into this struggle. I will be, I guess, organizing over 20 cities on that day of the 23rd to come out. We got Paris, Texas. They'll be handling racism in Paris, Texas. Just did a show today on radio about the drag and death of Brandon. So we're going to bring that case back out because we hadn't received justice. Hugo, Oklahoma will be handling police injustice down there in Hugo, Oklahoma. So we're going to be on fire that day. We're coming out. Brother Drew X himself will be in my five cities that day. And I'm going to be putting my boogie down. If I can do it right, we might
have
40 cities. So I'm just adding. This is a day I love this day. It's the first day of unity I've seen amongst our peoples. It was a good call to do. We got a prelude to this day on the 23rd of this weekend. We'll be doing a national Day of Solidarity. So that's just our prelude where we'll be able to advertise for the 23rd, take names, build up our network, and be stronger. So I love this day. I love this action. And as you know, police brutality is out of control. So, hey,
that just
adds fuel to the fire. I can't wait. This is my day of striking back. So anybody sitting on their butt on this day, they deserve whatever you get after this day. So I thought I'd add that, sister. I don't want to go on and on and on. But,
brother, don't be modest. Yes. Don't be modest on here. Don't get on my radio show and not want to talk.
We're going to put the boogie down, sister, down here. We're going to represent our people down here in the southern region. And I know y'all going to put the boogie down. And as we go out in the streets, everybody have your pens and paper and build your network. Build your network, because if we come out strong once, then the next network should come out even stronger. So make sure you have your pens and papers and your literature. Don't leave nothing behind. So when we go out there in the streets, we're going to capture these people. And I can't hardly wait on that day. I mean, it's a day of unity, and I can't wait, sister. Like I said, I'm proud of the people. I'm proud to just hear people say we're going to stand up together. That's already a major accomplishment. Just saying we're going to do it. You know what I'm saying? Because it's been so long, we couldn't figure out what to do. So now we have a day, and everybody in unison that day, and everybody moving to the beat. So, hey, I'm proud. There's some things in your life you want to see before you pass on. Hey, I seen black folks come together a day. That, I'm waiting on that day. Black power?
Black power, brother. Black power. All right. Brother Drew X. My comrade, two of my comrades. Now we're going to bring on my other brother, 615-972. You're on Black Power Radio. How you doing, brother? Greetings.
Peace.
Walaikum salam, brother.
Yes,
I'm doing great.
I'm just sitting here listening, and I'm just getting all fired up and happy on the inside, and you know how they say back in church, ready to shout. This is a great day to hear us coming together and to see us to do what we're about to do. It reminds me of the scriptures where they talk about the children of Israel, where the elders were scared to go into the promised land to challenge the giants. And so Allah let them wander for 40 years and let the elders die out, and then took the children into the promised land to whip the giants. And sitting here listening to that, and that's exactly what's going on now. It is us that is our time now to go out there and challenge and take over for what this enemy has been doing to us, this National Day of Protest down here in Nashville, Tennessee, for representing for black unity. we'll be down here at the state capitol, and we will be gathering and pulling up because we get no justice, no matter whether the justice is coming down from our local courts, federal courts, or state courts. We still get no justice out here, and it's time for a change. We can no longer continue to go on just as usual, because business as usual continue to wind up our people on the dead end of the stick. They done killed our sister down there in Detroit. She's 7 years old, and it's over a year old, and that enemy is not in jail yet. All of them should be charged for that murder, not just that one police, but all of them. But they think we're going to continue sitting by and just letting that crap happen. I'm sorry. This is a new day. This is a new day. When they hear us coming out and saying what we're going to do, we're not begging this enemy. We're not asking this enemy for a damn thing. We're going to go ahead and take what is ours, and even by the right, because Allah does not love cowards. And he gives us strict instructions for reasons for retaliation. He gives us strict instructions to go out there and get what they refuse to give us. If the law of man refuses to give us justice, then Allah gives us the right to take justice. And it's going to require courage on our part to go out there and do what needs to be done. In this new age of revolution, you can't be no sitting down like sister did over there in Pittsburgh, where the Jews told her she better not go to the forum and talk on family business, and she bowed down to that pressure. She's unworthy to be in the leadership for today. Because you won't be in the leadership today, you got to have that courage to say to the enemy, I don't give a damn what you say, and if you open your mouth again, I'm going to take your head. See, because today we got to come real for our people that's coming behind us. They should have never left us this crap, but we shall never leave this environment for our children. We're going to stand up and demand what's ours. And we're not asking, we're taking. That's the spirit of this leadership that's coming up here today. This is a beautiful day. This is our day. This is our time. And those who don't have that type of mind, you better sit down. Sit down and let us do what needs to be done, because this is what we were born for. So I'm happy. I'm excited. I'm fired up. And praise be to Allah. Thank Brother Malik for coming up with this and pulling us together. This is beautiful. This is what Brother Colin wanted to see. This is what it's about. Mm-hmm. We were at the teaching. We got the lectures. It's action time. Real action. No NAACP action. And I love the brothers over there, but not that kind of action. See, you don't let the enemy tell you what your own sister is doing in your event, and you come out and you down your sister because the enemy say so. That's not where it's at. That's not where it's at. We don't give a damn what they say. This is our day. And they better understand it. April 23rd, look out, because it's a new day in America. It's a new day all around the world. When they see us, there's going to be the fire, and it's just going to spread. Just like the tsunami hit, the earthquake hit in Japan, and it spread. This fire will spread, I guarantee you, because this is the day we were born for, sister. This is our day that we were born for. Mark Clark, Fred Hampton, all the great ones that was killed by this beast. This is our day. We have not forgotten. Thank you, sister, for allowing me to come
brother,
on.
Brother, before you go, brother, I can't just let you go like that, brother. Let me ask you a question. Since you're talking about your day, where are you from and where are you having April 23rd at?
I'm down here in Nashville, Tennessee, and we're having our rally down at the state capitol. At the state capitol on 6th and Charlotte Avenue.
Okay.
Yes,
okay.
Ma'am. Right where they
say it one more time, brother,
just
in case they didn't hear you.
Yes, ma'am. We're going to be down at 6th and Charlotte at the state capitol, right where they make these unjust laws and want to lie and say that the founding fathers got rid of slavery. Damn liars. But we're going to show them. Truth is marching.
Okay, Brother Lou, we got a few questions in the chat room. Basically, Brother, what type of oppression do you have going on in your city?
Well, sister, it's the same as all. You know, we've had it where black men or black women, we go to these courts, and these crooked judges, you know, they throw the book at us and then come find out they're doing the same damn thing. Or they elect the white person off and destroy us. We had an incident where a brother was going to go into the Navy, and they had a spot where the police had to get so many tickets or they'll lose their overtime. So they pulled the brother over for drunk driving. They gave him sobriety tests. He passed the test on the spot, still locked him up, took him downtown, took another test, passed it, blood alcohol, passed it. He went to court. He took his daddy to court, talked to the district attorney. The district attorney said, the only way we're going to throw this out, you plead to another deal, and then we'll get rid of that, and you can go join the Navy. So he had to sit there and tell his enemy devil that he's guilty of speeding, and he wasn't even speeding. He wasn't even speeding. And they just go ahead. See, that's not, what kind of justice is that? That ain't no justice. They come in and they say, you're doing this, or good one, here they go. They say they want to pull you over and check and say, your tent is too dark. And your tent ain't too dark. It is what it's supposed to be. But, yeah, let me see this. They want to go through all your stuff and sit up in our neighborhood like they, you know, Gestapo police. You know, waiting to pull us out there and make us get down on the ground. Damn it, I'm tired of getting down on the ground. We just got up. We don't need to be back on the ground. You get on the ground. That's what we need. That's exactly what we need. And that day, that marks that day where we're here and we're saying, that's over with. We're not having it. We're not having it. The courage is here. The spirit is here. The time is now. It's been percolating for too long. The top is off now, and we're ready. We're ready. We're not playing that. We're not going to allow them to keep killing our babies. Keep killing our babies. My baby said, Daddy, we can't let that go. We let that go, then the law going to judge us. We can't let that go. You're right, and we're not going to let that go. They killed 7-year-old Ayanna Jones in over a year, and there's nothing? And there's nothing? Please. Come on. They can take in West Virginia, that black girl, what they did to her up there. See, because there's no fear. See, the problem is we got to get rid of our fear of white folks. We get rid of that shit. Our love for each other will make that cracker do what he needs to do. He going to taste death. He going to taste death. Let's make them hang. They made a brother hang down here in Mississippi. Make their ass hang. Let's turn the tables. And then they won't do that when they know there's something that they're going to have to face. And that's what it's about. Get rid of the fear and stand up. Be strong. Be strong. We are. That's all it takes. And we can do it. And we shall. April 23rd, that's our time. That's the shot that's going to be fired around the world. I tell you. What happens, we're going to take it, because this is our time. This is what we were born for, all of us. This is what we were born for. They tried it their way. Integration didn't work. That cheap trick. Now, I'm down here in the South, and I asked older people, what do you think? Are we any better? And every last one of them said, no, we're no better. We're sorry we went through that. We're sorry. I asked the older white lady. She says, well, I think maybe y'all better and sometimes you're not. But I believe y'all lost more than you gained because y'all trying to be like us. And that's from the enemy. Integration don't work. And this foolish democracy that they so-called say we got, it doesn't work either.
It sure don't.
So what works? Separation works. We got to have our own. Simple as that. And this is what this is about. We ain't asking. When they see us lined up in the street and ready to do what needs to be done, they're going to back the hell up. They're going back the hell up. It's more of us than it is them. And this is our time. And we're not joking. This is what it's all about. We are all in unity. All of us are in unity. And it's us younger ones that's leading it. That's why we know it's the time. This is the promised land, and we're ready to take it. We have no fear. We have no fear. This is it. Everybody else sit down, because here we come. I guarantee it. That's why I love this day. When the brother came up with this, I knew it was the right thing.
It was gold.
Yes.
It was gold. Yes, sir. It was gold.
Yes.
Unbreakable. But, brother, we just can't let you go. It's so many questions, like, people are IMing me in the chat room. Like, they want to know, like, what else do you have going on in Nashville? Because the way the Nashville is centered, they want to know, like, because I'm reading and I saw some things on the news. This brother also pointing out that they're, like, trying to burn the Korans or something in Nashville as well. They're trying to protest. Talk about that, brother, about the religious aspect.
Oh,
if you're not Christian, then they're not respecting that.
And that's the craziest thing of them all. You know, they wanted to burn the Korans, and they attempted to burn down where the mosque is going to be built in Murfreesboro, and the enemy wants to make a law where it's, you know, it's a felony to practice Sharia law. So if you're caught praying, you know, you just committed a felony. What needs to happen, and you know, and I'm going to say this, and I hope the Muslims from overseas don't get too angry, but you got to say it like it is. There is violence in Islam. There's not no, you know, it is. There's war. Allah teaches you how to conduct war. Okay, Allah teaches you how to deal with your enemy. That's what it is. Ain't no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Allah says in the Quran that would you offer the disbelievers love while they drive you out? Have you no sense at all? So that tells us when they're coming up and saying all this crap, we should fire back on them. Don't water down your faith to have friendship with these wicked people. The hell with them. There was more violence and more killing in America through Christianity than there ever was. So if Islam don't have a right, there should be no churches in America for what they did to us. And they made it in their religion, and they made it legal in their state. So none of them have the right to open their mouth about Islam. We ought to hang their asses up. Because really, this is a war against Islam, and we're in it to win. See, you can't be no punk and claim to be a Muslim. Because if you're a Muslim, you are revolutionary in spirit and in heart. And you don't give a damn what they say. Because Allah is our God, and He directs our path, and we are the ones who submit. So if we follow what Allah tells us to do, we don't have no fear of being in fear of the government. Their problem is with the God, not us. So we got to go out and do what they need. I called that Senator Keaton, and I told him, we need to sit down and talk, buddy. We need to sit down and talk. He don't want to, his secretary say, well, he's all busy. The hell with that, I'm coming to your office. That's what I told the cracker. I'm coming to your office because you don't hear me. You're not going to keep me out. You're going to hear what I got to say. And then if you don't like it, too damn bad. But you're going to hear me because you're going to face something of what's coming behind. You're going to face it. See, we got to not be afraid. Put that shit away. Fear no one but Allah. The enemy will back down. We have to show up. We got to do our part. If we do our part, everything else will take care of itself. But we can't be afraid. I told the enemy. And I'm not joking. I'm coming. And she going to hear me, and he going to hear me. And those Tea Partiers who backing it going to hear me. And I'm going to the mosque out here, and I'm trying to wake these people up. Don't be passive. It's not going to get you anything, and you're not going to win them. See, they think that they can love them. You can't love your enemy. I'm sorry. It ain't going to work. They can pat you on your back today and be kicking your ass tomorrow. Okay? It don't work. Thus says a lot, and that's what it is. Make war with those who make war on you until they say peace. Bring that damn enemy to his knees, and he will say peace. He will. Bible like Mama said, the devil, even the devil will do good under the gun. He said, under the gun. He said, but don't you move it. Because when you move it, then he going to move. He going to stop doing good and put deceit right back up in there. The enemy is the enemy, and he has never changed, and he never will. We have to get that kind of understanding. Because if we don't get that understanding, we're going to pay for it down the line. And we already should have enough of that. We should have enough of paying for it down the line. Our elders and souls of bill of goods that wasn't worth shit because it was more important for them to get along with the enemy than telling the enemy where it's really at. Instead of us letting us have our own, we need separation. We ain't had peace. We ain't had peace for these people, and we never will. They're just unagreeable to live with in peace. That's just the facts. Ain't nothing personal. That's just the facts. Now, we got to go out here and do what we need to do. Simple. April 23rd is a great day. That's a great day. Because we're going to make it do what it do. And we ain't backing down.
Right.
This thing's in motion. There is no reverse. There is no reverse. So I don't want to hear no Jesse Jackson or none of these old-time leaders coming up saying, marginalize him. He better shut up on that day if he ain't talking about picking up your plow and turning it and getting ready for war. Because this is the day for the men and women who are prepared for war, not the day for those who are prepared to lay down and get along or go along with the enemy. That ain't this day. You done had your day. This is our day. This is the day we right the ship. This is the day, and it's a glorious day. This is a glorious day. Awesome.
Wow, yes, yes, yes. I done had some fire guests on this today. Brother, we really appreciate you coming on and repping your city, repping your whole, you know, local autonomy. We really appreciate that, brother. But we're going to stay in touch. We're definitely going to work with you, brother. We're definitely going to work with you. And we look forward to seeing those pictures.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you again from Black Unity. More power. Power to the people.
Brother. Yes, sir. Black power. And assalamu alaikum to you, too, brother.
Yes, ma'am. Wa alaikum salam.
All right. All right. Now we got 15 minutes left into the show. I guess I'll start taking callers. Please, guests, at this stage of the game, but please, callers, call in with something that you're going to do. I don't want to hear anything else but what you're going to do on this day and what the issues plague in your city. Now, that's fine. I don't mind hearing that, but if you're not talking about April 23rd, I'm going to have to, delete you. So, all right, we have 347-419-16. You're on the air.
Yes, why, who that, sister? This is Dr. Tracy Marie Dorsey, a.k.a. Nafir Abbasett. And I'm calling you from Florida, but I'm one of those that have been in D.C., Florida, and New York.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry.
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead. Mm-hmm.
Yes, and I'm just going to be working. I just finished the flyer, and I usually just work with everybody and the chairman and everybody, whatever they need, as far as helping with press releases. And I'm very glad that this is happening because we're way overdue for it. Everything's out of control, has been. In Florida, they've been having lynching for a while. I would like to, people to come forward here in Florida now that I'm here because they're sort of, scared to even, come out. And, as far as Brooklyn, I like to see, some things happen in Brooklyn. I know Harlem is there's some things going on up there as well. So I'm one of those people that's just doing a whole bunch of stuff nationally and internationally anyway. So I'm just one of those people that help try to get all of those things together as far as what you need with paperwork and designing flyers or consulting phone calls, press media.
So you do like graphic design then?
I do graphic design, but I also do a whole bunch of stuff. I'm a consultant to the United Nations. I do a whole bunch of stuff. So it's like I try to bring it all together. And I just did the flyer. I just, as a matter of fact, I just did the whole thing. So you could tell Akbar that it's finished. So
we're looking forward to seeing that, Queen. We're looking forward to seeing
it. Oh, it really
that.
Looks nice. It really looks nice. I took the picture of Dr. Khalid Muhammad and when he did the youth march backstage, and you had all the SWAT team and all that, you know, I had that picture, and it's for the whole nation, and I think it'll be a very good flyer. The brother that worded it, he did an excellent job. So what I did was just I left the wording just as is and just put it on there. So it really looks good, and y'all are doing a wonderful job, and I'm really excited about this. I remember the lynching in 2007 when I brought it, you know, forward to Dr. Malik Zulu Shabazz while I was in D.C. at the time, because I had left down here. I was, like, stunned to know that they were still having lynchings, and so, you know, I really wanted to do something about it. I was devastated, and I heard the brother talk about different leaders, you know, not addressing issues that affect us as Black people. And I was just devastated that these things were going on and no one was addressing it, and people were scared to even come forward to even say anything. And I'm seeing people being locked up for crimes that they didn't commit. I come down here and I'm driving, and so much racial profiling down south. It's like, wow, you mean this is like still like the 1950s? I mean, and still our people, and they say, oh, you know, Tracy Dorsey, don't say anything, you know. We're okay, don't say nothing. Don't say nothing. And it's like, how are you going to tell me not to say anything? You can't tell me that my family is like who they are. I mean, you know, that's crazy. So, you know, I'm really glad that all this is happening, and it's a blessing. I think God is really blessing us, really, immensely, globally. I want to see those issues in. And that's the other piece that's really bothering me, because there's so much misinformation and we don't get it because we don't do our research. But, you know, those people are being our own people are being enslaved in Africa. They're not, you know, and they hide them. They're hiding the slavery. And the brother was talking about earlier about, you know, the Arabs and how they have, you know, the actual Qurans with the you know, the violence in it, and that is what they preach. Well, you know, and he's right, he's correct about that, and that's not supposed to be. It's all supposed to be the way that it was back in Kem. It's all supposed to be about peace and love. But we weren't even about that as a people. When they stole that, that's what they did to enslave us, and then they took our culture, and now they're saying it's about oil when they're actually enslaving people. Even in the news, you don't see Black Africans. They show all the different Indian Africans, and they don't show us as a people where they're actually around garbage and everything, running for their lives. And, you know, I'm a Facebook fanatic, so I take all this stuff, and no, it's just really, it's crazy. Media, so I've been in the media for a long time. They don't report the stuff the way they're supposed to. And, you know, we end up hurting ourselves. We think we're free, and we're not free. You know, we really are not. And really, internationally, they really need us badly. This guy Gaddafi, that's where he gets his money. They take the people, they take the oil, the land, and everything, and then enslave them, period. I mean, so it's like we really have to educate ourselves on what's really going on in order to help. We really do. So, and I just wanted to leave that. With that right now, but I'm really glad that this is happening. We're all coming
together. I'm glad you came on. I am so happy, and I really, really look forward to seeing your flyer, and I appreciate all the work and all the hard, you know, work and all your strength that you have applied, you know, to our nation, to our Black nation. So if nobody else tells you that in life, I want to
thank you so much.
So I want to stay in touch with you, Queen. I really want to build with you.
Yeah. Okay, great. Oh, yeah, and also the other piece with the Gaddafi piece that was on the same flyer, that was with the Nation of Islam back in 2007 when I was doing the Rwandan genocide, which was that's on Interpol. That is another piece that they just leaked out just slightly today in the news about from Libya all the way to Rwanda that Gaddafi was over. But they didn't want to put everything out there because they don't want people to know the actual truth. But then I was able to actually find an article and link it together with that flyer and show the actual people, because that's like black on black crime for their actual country. But you know, it's really, it gets very tricky and sophisticated the way that all of the things happen, because they get people that look like us, and you know, being that I have African family, and they say, oh, you know, and they come over here and they're like, oh, well, it's a new day. What do you mean it's a new day? It's a new day. So you're going to come over here, and I'm here in America. I have no idea what you're doing or what's going on, and you're having all these secret meetings. I mean, it's really crazy. I just had no idea. And then it's not just black people. It's everybody being enslaved. Arabs don't care what color you are. It's white, black, Chinese, and all these Latin American countries. So it's like all these people then had to come forward to the United Nations in November, which was right after my birthday, and I came back down here to Florida because everything hit the internet. My family didn't know I was involved. So they just thought it was just this country. They didn't know that it was the whole world, and here I am. So, yeah, it's really a whole bunch of stuff. And this goes back so far. And, you know, Elijah Muhammad, he never really talked about a whole bunch of stuff. He never talked about who he was related to. Even Dr. Farad, you know, who is Ford, Dr. Ford. I mean, they're all family. They never talked about these oil wells because they were scared for their lives. They were trying to protect their families and everything else. They had experienced so much. And it's like we really have to study, because people, they want to cover up stuff that are living right now, the kids. I mean, and it's like, okay, why aren't y'all saying anything? And it's like, you know, it's really hard. It's really hard to look the other way when it's your father and, you know, your father's been with the grandmother and this, and you've seen all these events growing up. And it's just, you get to the point where you just like, you know, you just tell it like it is. You don't fear anything anymore. Death, well, you're gonna threaten me because I'm telling the truth? I don't care at this point. My father's dead behind this. You know, what do you want me to do? So
Quinn,
I really
want to invite you back to the radio show, and I want to give you the opportunity within the next couple of weeks to just really, you know, get into your head and break down certain points or principles to allow you to do that, because our show is getting ready to start, begin to end.
Okay.
So, and I don't want to cut you off because you're like really rolling, but I want to invite you back. I definitely want to give you the opportunity to come back on. So don't. Just note that, you know, we will be getting, well, I will be getting in contact with you personally and invite you on.
Okay, beautiful, beautiful.
And I really appreciate you again calling in, really, and listening. So,
all right,
keep up with us, or reach out to me. If I don't get with you within a week, then you call me. You get in contact with me. Okay.
Okay.
All right, Queen, I really
appreciate you.
Peace and, peace and blessings, Queen.
Okay, peace and blessings to you, too. Well, I do.
Yes, ma'am. All right, now I guess we got 5 more minutes left for our show. I guess I can take the next couple of calls. I try to get these calls in as best as I can. So we have 908-856-3523. You're on the air. Hello. Okay, I'm going to move on to the next one. How about 805? 23565. You're on the air.
Love, it's Warrior Woman. I was just happy to hear what my brother was saying. Black power. It's the
black
hour
power
now. Yeah, I just can't believe this. You know what? We should put it in the Black Panthers, New Black Panthers internet, Facebook. I can't get into Facebook because of my name. They won't accept it. But to put the dates down on April 23rd, because we're going to a big march in L.A. against all wars, and we're going to be there on the 19th, you know. So, you know, if we get information
the
on the 19th,
23rd, of May, Queen.
Yeah, this is going to be against all wars. We're supposed to have it all over in D.C. and, you know, and stuff like that. So there's supposed to be like mass demonstrations, and then there should be another one in May Day, another mass demonstration when people shouldn't work and stuff. And, you know, I'm just trying to move forward, keep moving, because right now, you know, it's crazy out there. You know, people don't know exactly what's going on. And that's how come we have to have, like Kwame Ture would say, we have to organize. We have to have those study groups. We have to have the women's study group separate from the men so we can understand what's really going on, you know. And so I just want to say Black Power. Thank you.
All right, Black Power Queen.
All right, no, thank you.
Okay, brothers and sisters, we are definitely winding down. For those that who have called in, I am so sorry, but you can definitely tune in to Saturday at 11 p.m. where our national spokesman will be doing the radio show, and you can definitely give us a call back then. I got to drop a couple of things going down. First of all, as we've been talking about all night, we have an official National Day of Action page on Facebook. So go to National Day of Action Facebook page. You can get that from our national chairman, Malik Zulu Shabazz. That will be on, of course, Malik Zulu Shabazz. And then also the email is the National Day of Action email is at nationaldayofaction@yahoo.com. Of course, to definitely help in this fight on this day, I should include and say that both exclusively, metaphorically speaking, we're fighting for our rights, because I know some of us would take that and run with it. So text 502-299-85. Please register your city. If your city has not been registered, or you want to find out who's in your city that already has a day of action plan, you can get with them. Text us again at that number of 502-299-8530. 502-299-8530. So today, tonight, and from here on further, we have to get busy, brothers and sisters. Please plan to come out in your city April 23rd, 2011, and make history. Let's build it. Black Power. All
right. Until the philosophy, which old one race superior and another inferior, is finally and permanently discredited and abandoned everywhere.